844, 16 till 9 here. Going out to California, you get to sleep late, huh? Not so fast, my friend. With that, we go to Mike Haas, who joins us from California. How you doing, Mike?
I am well. How are you, Tommy?
It's a little bit early, huh?
Yeah. Pacific time. It has a little bit of getting used to, but no, it's fine. Yeah.
Tell me about the practices so far. We had Dallas, then we got LA today, right?
Well, we had the Battle Royale on Tuesday in Oxnard, and hopefully today we will have a practice with the Rams in Woodland Hills. It's hard to tell between the Battle Royale and the actual plays how much work they did get done, but they did. They didn't stop. I really thought for a minute or two they were going to blow that horn and go, this is, this is crazy. But they didn't, and got some work done. They stopped short of doing the two-minute drill, which is actually a really good drill. Mm-hmm. But they knew that drill, the intensity of that drill would have been another melee, and so they called that part off and expect a completely different situation today with the Rams. It's a much more control. There's no fans. It's one of these things that the referees and the coaches, if you get control of it early, and you're going to have some pushing and shoving. That stuff happens. It's the bench clearers that you got to avoid. And so I think today's practice with the Rams, and they did this last year with the Rams, it's not open to the public. It'll just be, two teams who, quite frankly, have already been through a joint practice. The Rams went through a joint practice with Dallas last week, and preseason games. I think people are like, let's just practice. Nobody's got the extra energy to start pounding away at each other. So I really feel like today is going to be a really efficient practice.
You want a little bit of saltiness, though, right?
Yeah, you don't mind, guys. I think what I and Deuce would back me up on this is that when you got it's a weird kind of bonding, right? Mm-hmm. You got guys that are looking after their quarterback or looking after their wide receiver who have got nothing to do. They're not even in the play, but they see one of their teammates being taken advantage of, and so you jump in to help, and then 14 other guys jump in to help. So there's a little bit of chippiness. You don't mind that. That's competition. It's the grabbing the helmet, face mask, and dragging a guy to the ground, and the wrestling moves. You don't mind the competitive chippiness. It's just the brawls.
So the brawls aside, what stood out to you with the practice against Dallas?
It was easy for me. And now, again, we split fields up. They practice on two fields at the same time. Mm-hmm. So Jeff was over with the defense. Deuce kind of splits his time in the middle. And so I was with the offense. And to me, unquestionably, the biggest thing that I took away from it was the connection between Tyler Shuck and Chris Olave. The Saints did not throw it deep. They didn't throw 40-yarders. They weren't throwing like they did with Jacksonville, throwing these deep passes. Dallas was on the other side. But the Saints worked really kind of their medium to intermediate routes. And Tyler and Chris Olave's timing, deep outs, just was outstanding. Chris would catch it, get 2 feet in. And so I thought that was just, that's what you wanted to see. Tyler threw one pick. But for the most part, he was, I felt, as on target, especially with his timing routes, as he has been the entire practice. And it was a lot of Chris Olave. We've seen him, Tyler, kind of finding Juwan Johnson. He's just, escape route. And he did, but, man, the amount of times that he was able to connect with Chris Olave on some back shoulders, on some deep outs, some across the middle, 15, 20 yards. That was just really, really impressive.
Now, brawl aside, that work is critical when you look at the preseason schedule and how much time you have to get on the same page, quarterback and receivers, right?
Very much so, and that's what we're going to see again today. We're going to see the starters again today. As many of them that can play, and fewer reps with the two. So you'll go one's pretty heavy, And then you'll two some threes and beyond some as well, because the twos are going to start on Saturday. I mean, you got a preseason game a day and a half, Saturday. So then it'll be very similar to the Jacksonville game. The ones will play a lot today, the guys who can go, and then the twos and threes will play a lot on Saturday. But the twos and threes, I mean, you got some guys that are in some very important battles because of the injury situation with Jordan Tyson, because of the injury situation with Alvin Kamara, Aldrick Estime. I mean, you got, Mason Tipton still out. You're going to see a lot of guys in the game on Saturday that are going to be looking to make an impression. And now, just beyond the impression, there's spots on this roster that may be available, because we don't estimate situation, Alvin situation. You're going to get Kendre Miller and Devin Neal, the running backs, back. They both practiced against Dallas. We hadn't seen them much in this training camp. So they're going to practice today. Hopefully, I'm just saying kind of limited today. I want to see them, Jeff Novak, and talked about this yesterday, see them in a game. They need to get through a preseason game healthy. So I think you'll see them some today, but Kendre Miller and Devin Neal's health, as you look to the beginning of the season, depending on Alvin's situation, depending on Aldrick Estime, and I'm not ruling out Ty Chandler as well, but man, those two guys, pretty important couple of events. We practice today with the Rams, and then the Rams preseason game. So get in there, have some good runs, and stay healthy.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We can back Mike Haas live from California talking about the Saints. 8:51, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Mike Haas, voice of the Saints. Mike, as the voice of the Saints, you got to be as acquainted with the roster as anybody, because you got to know whose number you're calling and what they're up to and all that stuff. So give me some of the more interesting position battles as you see people trying to make this team. Give me some names.
Well, I feel like, Christian Boyd, Tyree Williams. If you're looking at, so you have to kind of take the injured guys out, right? Mm-hmm. And so in the start, like Godshaw got hurt. I think the position battles at cornerback, because Quincy Riley got hurt. So you have Martin Emerson, who's been kind of a backup, but he's playing more. Isaac Yiadom. You have guys because of injury. Now, it was that position, the quarterback position, was already pretty it wasn't deep. I won't call it lean, but I won't call it deep either. Mm. And there's some interesting battles going on at linebacker. They moved Chris Rumpf to linebacker. Of course, you've got Caden Ellis and Pete Werner. They're set. But you've got, some other players there. Isaiah Stallburg, Deion Jones, Debo from Jesuit and LSU. So I feel like the linebacker, defensive line, cornerback, they probably have the battles. And then on the offense, it's really going to be who the receivers, with Jordan Tyson out. You get Bub Means, Kevin Austin. You have your two rookies, Lance and Berrion Brown. Bailey, of course, is solid. But because you got Tipton out, Jordan Tyson out, Jalen Polk retired, and kind of, the number that who they may keep. And Jordan will probably start the season, I shouldn't say probably, possibly on IR, which would free up a spot. So there's to me, they're in a pretty good situation. You have position battles, but these position battles aren't ones. Or in some cases aren't even twos. So you're pretty solid ones and twos when you get people back from injury. You got Estime out and Kamara out. How long is going to be the question? So, again, same situation. You got ATN or HN, and you're going to have other guys, Miller and Neal, and you want Alvin back as soon as you can. So I think they're in a pretty good situation. They need to get through this practice, the Rams game and the Dallas game, as injury-free as possible.
Amen to that. What's the matter with Estime? I lost track of that.
Ankle injury. He didn't come out. He got hurt in the Jacksonville preseason game, so he's in New Orleans.
No, he's not even in California.
Nope.
Gotcha. Hi, Mike, thank you. Appreciate it, man. Have a good day of practice today.
You bet. Thank you. Talk to you later. Sorry.
What's the weather been like?
It's been nice. 70s, sometimes in the 80s in the afternoon. Mm.
It's going to be.
Yeah, so I don't want to say it too much because I know it's going to get a lot of heat, and I don't want to, You guys are suffering, and I'm sorry.
It's going to be hotter than hell's bottom here.